We'll take a 30-second break and have the final play of the first half coming up. 14-7 Warriors here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at bullfallsradio.com.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth. 4 seconds to go in the first half. Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 7. Panthers have the football at their own 48-yard line. Again, I thought they had a chance to get to the end zone when they're at the 42 in Wausau West territory, but this will take a heave. I don't think he's got it in them. Another flag thrown as Tegan Rasmus will come behind and get the quarterback sack. A flag on the near side, but Rasmus continues to be a force for Wausau West here in the first half. And that will be it in the first half of play. A couple of big sacks by Tegan Rasmus in this first half, and the Warriors will head to the locker room with a 14-7 lead over the Stevens Point Panthers. We will take a timeout, come back, look at the stats, and more coming up next. Chad Holmes broadcasting from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. It is halftime. Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 7. This is Wausau West Warrior High School football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services. Whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic designer mailing, they print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small. So give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Transform any home with the finest craftsmanship and custom cabinetry for the kitchen, bathroom, or closet. At Featherstone Cabinetry and Design, they bring each client's vision to life from concept to completion through expert design and professional installation. Choose Featherstone Cabinetry and Design for all home upgrade needs, proudly serving customers from their locations in Rothschild and Minocqua. Visit www.featherstonecabinetry.com.
I'm Chad Holmes, joining myself and former Wausau West High School head football coach Jason Foster every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we will review and preview the high school football action around Central Wisconsin, plus special guests. Each week, we will talk to an area head football coach about their team and also bring on a student athlete to talk about their athletics and off the field as well. The Big High School Sports Show, each and every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Central Wisconsin's radio home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm,
mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And don't forget, you can catch a podcast of every week's show at WXCO.fm, also on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the WIAA, are the 178,000 high school sports students in Wisconsin. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Chad Holmes again from the Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field. Cloverbelt Credit Union since 1936, local lenders lending local money, keeping our community strong. Great rate financing for cars, trucks, wrecked vehicles, and mortgages. Info at ccuwausau.com. Halftime here at Tom Field in Wausau. And the Wausau West Warriors have the lead over Stevens Point, 14-7 at the intermission. We'll look at the scoring in just a moment. First, let's look at the stats. First of all, for the visitors, the Stevens Point Panthers, Trent Breitbach had 9 attempts rushing the football for 76 yards and a touchdown. Tucker Phillips carried the ball 6 times for 25 yards. Calvin Roth had 2 attempts for 18 yards. 1 carry for Zach Ehlinger for 2 yards. And Johnny Ananitis had 1 attempt for negative 10 yards. Trent Breitbach throwing the football was 6 of 7 for 66 yards. Johnny Ananitis was 0 for 1, 0 yards, and an interception. 2 catches for 26 yards for Calvin Roth. 2 catches, 15 yards for Johnny Ananitis. You have to give a lot of credit to the Warriors secondary. They have done a great job on that young man who's had so many big games for Stevens Point this year. 2 catches, 13 yards for Isaac Yang. 1 catch for 13 yards for Kason Sager. 111 yards on the ground, 66 through the air, 177 yards of total offense for Stevens Point in the first half of play. For Wausau West, Miles Wahlvogel had 7 attempts rushing the football for 30 yards. Taden Mua had 3 carries for 20 yards. 1 carry for 11 yards for Joel Gravine. 2 carries for 10 yards for Cooper DePoit. Joel Gravine was 6 out of 9 passing for 31 yards and a touchdown. 2 catches, 9 yards, and a touchdown for Shea Jones. 1 catch for 8 yards for Finn Richard. Asa Richard had 2 catches for 6 yards, and Finn Christensen had 1 catch for 8 yards. 71 yards on the ground, 31 yards through the air, 102 yards of total offense for Wausau West in the first half. Wausau West got the football first, but had a 3 and out, punted away. Stevens Point started on their own 50-yard line for their first series. After a 10-yard loss on a lateral to start things off, the second play from scrimmage saw Trent Breitbach take it 60 yards for a touchdown. Extra point was good with 9:55 to go in the first quarter. It was 7-0 Stevens Point. However, the Warriors then took the football and held it for 7 minutes and 57 seconds, an 80-yard touchdown drive that culminated on a 7-yard connection from Joel Gravine to Shea Jones. 1:58 to go in the first quarter, extra point. Finn Christensen was good, and it was 7-7. And then, late in the first half, Stevens Point started a drive on their own 2-yard line. They moved it inside the Wausau West 40, and they were looking to take the lead in the final moments of the first half. And then a little razzle-dazzle. Wide receiver Johnny Ananitis came into motion, took the pitch from Trent Breitbach, and then Breitbach peeled off on the left-hand side to become the intended receiver. And then Ananitis from near the right hash threw it across the field, but cutting in front was Taden Mua. He cut right in front of Breitbach, made the interception, and then he was gone. Never a doubt down the far sideline, 60 yards for the touchdown, and the extra point again good with 1:06 to go in the second quarter, and the Warriors a 14-7 lead. So Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 7. Big defensive first half for Wausau West. Starts up front on the left-hand side of the defensive line. Tegan Rasmus had a couple of big sacks. He had a sack on a fourth down play that set up the Warriors in a short field. And then he had a sack on the final play of the first half as well. And he has been in there almost every play. Big first half for Tegan Rasmus. But boy, again, as I said, the Wausau West secondary doing a nice job against some very dangerous Stevens Point receivers. And the Warriors just generally making it as difficult as possible for Stevens Point. Wausau West has been careful with the football. Not a lot of deep passes, but Gravine hitting 67% again. Not getting big chunks of yardage, but moving the football, staying out of those second and third and very long situations like we saw at DC Everest 2 weeks ago and then here last week against Wisconsin Rapids. So, again, down and distance, so important, and that's led to a better field position game here tonight for Wausau West than they've had the last couple of weeks. Coming up next week on Friday night, we will be heading to Marshfield as the Wausau West Warriors will take on the Marshfield Tigers. We will be live from Marshfield, 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff on Friday night, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also Friday night, Tom Weaver will be with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. They will be taking on Port Edwards. That game will be heard live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show Friday at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. That game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game here on 98.9 WXCO. Most people would say that would be enough, but here at WXCO, we are proud to be the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, and next Saturday, we'll be with the Wausau East Lumberjacks in Merrill for a Great Northern Conference matchup. 1:06 p.m. for the pregame, 1:30 for the opening kickoff. Wausau East at Merrill next Saturday afternoon, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. So again, three big broadcasts of high school football involving Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Wausau East next weekend right here on 98.9 WXCO and online. 14-7, Warriors over Stevens Point. We'll come back, take a look at some of the other scores from the Valley last night and where the standings stand at this point as well coming up next. Wausau West Warrior High School Football on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
Rocket Industrial's mission to package with less is a commitment to making a future that's better for the next generation. Their recommendations help manufacturers across the nation package with less material, less waste, less time, and with less cost. Their engineers and experts provide data-backed solutions that positively impact your bottom line. When you work with Rocket Industrial, you're working with a partner committed to making a difference. Rocket Industrial, package with less. Learn more at rocketindustrial.com.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
Looking to turn your dream home into reality? K5 Construction is here to make it happen. From complete home builds to interior remodeling, decks and exterior upgrades, they handle it all. At K5, they focus on quality, excellence, and you. From design to final construction, they're with you every step of the way, on time and on budget. Whether it's your first home or your forever home, they're building your future. Build with confidence. Build with K5 Construction. Visit buildwithk5.com.
Are you passionate about local high school sports? So are we. WXCO 98.9 FM is proud to be the only station in Wausau bringing you live, play-by-play coverage of high school sports, game after game, season after season. But we can't do it alone. We are currently seeking local sponsors and community partners who believe in the power of sports to bring people together, inspire youth, and energize our hometown pride. Promote your business, support our local athletes, be heard by thousands of loyal local listeners. If your business is interested in supporting live sports broadcasts while gaining valuable exposure, now is the perfect time to become a WXCO sports sponsor. Message us on our Facebook page or call or text our sales rep, Aaliyah, at 608-573-1597. That's 608-573-1597. Let's keep Wausau High School sports on the air together.
Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau, where the Wausau West Warriors lead the Stevens Point Panthers by a score of 14-7. Last night in the Valley, D.C. Everest moved to 4-0 in conference, 4-2 overall. They beat Eau Claire North on the road 39-7. Marshfield, they spotted Wisconsin Rapids a 13-0 lead at Southwood County last night, but Marshfield came roaring back, no pun intended, to win 24-13. Marshfield now 2-1 in the conference, 2-4 overall. And in a crossover game, Eau Claire Memorial lost to Menominee 42-7. So Memorial remains winless. They're 0-5, I should say 0-6 overall. They're 0-3 in the conference. So you look at the conference standings. You got the Evergreens of D.C. Everest at 4-0, Stevens Point at 2-0, Wausau West 2-1, Marshfield 2-1, Eau Claire North 1-2, Eau Claire Memorial 0-3, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln 0-4. Of course, this game will change those standings. If Wausau West wins, they would be 3-1, move into second place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. If Stevens Point wins, they would be 3-0 in the conference. One half game behind D.C. Everest, Wausau West would drop to 2-2, and they would drop into fourth place. So the Warriors would either be in second place or in fourth place when things are all said and done after today's game. So the Wausau West Warriors, very good first half. And again, got off to a bit of a tough start with that 60-yard touchdown run by Trent Breitbach. But after that, the Warriors really did a good job both on the offensive and defensive sides of the football. Stevens Point will get the football first to begin play in the third quarter. Again, glad you could join us here from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Warriors will kick off from right to left as you look at your radio or your computer or your telephone as you follow along with us. Warriors in the home yellow tonight with the blue numerals and the blue pants. Stevens Point, white jerseys, white pants, black numerals outlined in red. 14-7, Wausau West with the lead. Finn Christensen will again kick things away for Wausau West. Here's the approach, and we are underway in the second half. Line drive rolls inside the 20, play to the 13, up the middle, Roth to the 20. Now to the 25, Roth to the 30, far side to the 35, to the 40, and to the 45, and finally brought down at about the 47-yard line. A big return for Calvin Roth for Stevens Point to get the first, second half underway. I said earlier that for a lot of this game, we saw Stevens Point have to start deep in their own end, and that was a big factor, starting the drives at their own 5 and at their own 2. This time they start near the midfield stripe at the 47. So Trent Breitbach will take his team back to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the left-hand hash. Peeks at the defense, looks it over. Running back lined up to his right. There's the snap. Straight up the middle, big opening 50. Breitbach to the 45. Breitbach is finally brought down at the 43-yard line near the first down. Miles Wahlvogel brought him down after a close to 10-yard pickup. Well, it's right at the 43. That should be a first down. And it will be a first down. 10-yard gain, 86 yards on 10 attempts for Trent Breitbach. And, of course, those numbers would be better, except that quarterback sacks do count as rushing yards. So those sacks have hurt him for 22 yards of losses in this game. So now on the right-hand hash is Spash. Into Wausau West territory at the 43-yard line. Two receivers off to the left-hand side. Trent Breitbach, again, pointing both directions, now takes the snap. It's a handoff on the right-hand side, Phillips. Phillips, he will keep the feet pumping inside the 40 and falls forward to the 37-yard line. Boy, oh boy, that was some hard running. Finally coming in, getting the tackle for the Warriors. Jamison Kane also in on the play is Miles Wahlvogel. But it is a pickup of 6 yards on that first down play for Tucker Phillips. He has 31 yards on 7 attempts unofficially. So second down and 4. Playing ahead of the sticks right now is Stevens Point. Panthers in and out of the huddle quickly. Two receivers off to the left-hand side. Phillips lined up to the left of his QB. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Swing pass. Left-hand side Yang. 35. Far sideline to the 30 and out of bounds. Isaac Yang on the swing to the left-hand side, and that will be another first down for the Stevens Point Panthers. Marked at the 32, so that's a 5-yard pickup, and they needed 4 on the play. Third grab of the night for, I should say, the afternoon, so used to saying night, but third catch for Isaac Yang for 18 yards. But now Stevens Point on the march on this first series of the second half. Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 7. 10:28 to go in the third quarter. Panthers back to the line of scrimmage. Ball on the left-hand hash. Fake handoff. Screen pass. Right-hand side, Yang. 30. Kicks it outside of the 25. There's a flag down. It looked like Ananitis may have thrown in an illegal block trying to spring his wide receiver teammate, Yang. And that's exactly where the flag was thrown at the 30-yard line. Warriors did a good job, even with that illegal block, of getting to Yang to push him out of bounds after a gain of only about 4 yards on the play. But it will be a hold coming up on Spash, so they'll mark it off from the point of the infraction, the 30-yard line. So that will push the Panthers back to the 40. It will be first down and 18 yards to go, so it's 2 yards downfield. Far to the left-hand side is Isaac Yang, the lone receiver there. Ball on the right-hand hash. Spread formation. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach, a quarterback run, right-hand side 40 to the 35 and pushed out of bounds right there. Going in down low, nice tackle there by Taden Mua. Mua pushes the quarterback out of bounds just inside the 35. They'll mark it at the 34-yard line, so a 6-yard gain. It will be second down and 12 yards to go for Stevens Point. Straight quarterback run that time. to Trent Breitbach. He worked it off a right tackle for that six-yard pickup. 9 minutes and 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. Clock is moving. Warriors lead 14-7. Back to the line of scrimmage again come the Panthers. Ball on the right-hand hash. Two receivers off to the left. Wing back to the left as well. Wide receiver on the right. Handoff. Phillips, left-hand side, and he will be wrapped up from behind by Tegan Rasmus again. Rasmus chased down Phillips from behind and brings him down for a short loss on the play. Tegan Rasmus is putting in his bid for all-conference here today. If Stevens Point does not have him first team on their ballots, I'm not sure what they're looking at. Third down now and 13 for Stevens Point. Tucker Phillips brought down for a loss of one. He has eight carries, 30 yards. Likely four down territory here for Stevens Point. They need to get to the Wausau West 22-yard line for a first down. Now going all the way to the far sideline is Trent Breitbach. They may be forced to use a timeout early here in the second half, and I'm sure you don't want to do that when you're behind. They're going to have to hurry. They break the huddle, come to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers right, one to the left. Running back lined up to the left of Trent Breitbach. Nearing the end of the play clock. And just barely, handoff up the middle. Phillips, he'll be brought down at the 30-yard line. So they went for the run as Jamison Cain brings him down after a gain of 5 yards, and that will leave Stevens Point still 8 yards short of the first down. I think they were trying to cross up the Warriors, and the Warriors were not crossed up. So now 4th and 8 for Stevens Point at the Wausau West 30-yard line. Huge play. Stevens Point has taken off 4 minutes of the clock here in the third quarter. Still taking lots of time between plays right now are the Panthers. You're going to pick one you have a lot of trust in right now. Big play in this game. Stevens Point will come off to the right-hand side. Running back to the right. Wing back to the right. Tight end to the right. Breitbach starts the count, takes the snap, rolls to the right, looking to throw. Now he pulls to the left. Now he pulls it down 35 to the 30. He cuts back to the 25, fighting for the stick, breaks a tackle, gets the first down, far sideline, inside the 10-yard line. Holy cow, it looked like the Warriors had him short of the sticks, but Breitbach was able to break the tackles and get a critical first down for Stevens Point. A 20-yard quarterback run. He started to the right, saw nothing, then turned, went to the left. There were Warriors still there, but he was able to break a couple of tackles on a great individual effort by the Stevens Point QB. First and goal from the Wausau West 10. Empty backfield for Breitbach. Motion to the right. Fake handoff. Breitbach, left-hand side. He'll be wrapped up and brought down after a very short gain. Good penetration again by Rasmus, and then cleaning up that tackle for the Warriors. Coming in was Jacob Shearer, getting a piece of that tackle for Wausau West. 1 yard gain on that run by Trent Breitbach. Unofficially 113 yards on 13 attempts here today. 5 minutes on this drive now for Spash. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. 14-7 lead for the Warriors. A lot of time between plays for Stevens Point. Again, looking over is Breitbach. Late substitution for the Panthers. They have been using almost every second between plays. Stevens Point, three receivers right-hand side. Calvin Roth lined up to the right of his QB. Breitbach starts the count, and again, and there's the flag finally. They have been pushing it here the last number of plays. What are we going to have here? The Stevens Point offense is going to the far sideline. Are they going to give them a timeout? Nope, it's a delay of game on Stevens Point. They did not get a timeout. 5 yard mark off on the Panthers. That will push them to the 14-yard line. So now second and goal from the 14 for Stevens Point. 6:34 to go in the third quarter. 14-7, Wausau West. Chad Holmes from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field. Three receivers right-hand side. Roth to the right of his QB. Breitbach takes the snap, looking to throw. Swing pass, Roth, right-hand side, 15. Cuts back to the 10. Roth breaks a tackle to the 5. Still plowing and finally brought down at the 3. Boy, Roth did quite a job again after the first contact. picks up 11 yards on the play. Little swings on the right-hand side to Calvin Roth. 37 yards on three receptions for Calvin Roth today. Third and goal from the three. A ball on the right-hand hash. Very long drive here for Stevens Point, who started at their own 47-yard line. Roth lined up to the right of his quarterback. Single receiver Yang to the right-hand side. Breitbach in the spread. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach, quarterback run up the middle. Pushing, hit by Jacob Shearer. Shearer will hold him and get the whistle. Jacob Shearer was able to stop the progress. The whistle blew right at the 3-yard line, so no gain. It'll be fourth down and goal for Stevens Point. So now another huge fourth down play for Stevens Point. They've converted one on this drive. Fourth and goal from the Warrior 3 to the line of scrimmage. Quicker this time is Stevens Point. Roth to the right of Breitbach. Breitbach starts the count. Breitbach takes a snap. Quarterback keeper and Breitbach into the end zone for a touchdown. Breitbach from 3 yards out. Quarterback run. And Stevens Point takes 7 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock, but they do get a touchdown and now an extra point away from tying up this game. Well, the Warrior D did not make it easy, but in the end, Stevens Point was able to get those fourth down conversions. So now a critical extra point coming up for Stevens Point. Left-footed kicker in Chase Rayfelt. Snap is good. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. 4:55 to go in the third quarter. Wausau West 14, Stevens Point 14. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast of Warrior Football on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club supports the Wausau West football student athletes in their activities and supports the Warriors from the opening kickoff to the final gun. Find out more about the Wausau West Warrior Gridiron Club and Wausau West football at their website, wausauwestfootball.com. Again, thanks to the Wausau West Gridiron Club for their support of this broadcast on 98.9 WXCO.
Chad Holmes again from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth here at Tom Field in Wausau. Special Saturday afternoon edition of Wisconsin Valley Conference football, and it's been everything one could expect. It has been a good one here between Wausau West and Stevens Point. 14-14 game, 4:55 to go in the third quarter. And now the Warriors will finally get their first offensive opportunity of the second half. In the middle for Wausau West to return this kick is Luke Sari. To his left is Marcus Heise. And on the right-hand side is Aiden Tau. It will be Sari at the 3. Up the middle to the 5. Now left to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. Cuts it back, spins forward to the 25-yard line. So first and 10 for the Warriors at their own 25-yard line. Joe Gravine in the first half was 6 of 9 for 31 yards and a touchdown. Miles Wahlvogel led the way on the ground. 7 carries for 30 yards. And 2 catches, 9 yards, and a touchdown for Shea Jones. And Miles Wahlvogel right now is being treated on the Wausau West bench by the trainer, so he will not be out here to start off this drive. It will be Cooper DePoint at the running back position, lined up to the left of Joel Gravine. So now Joel Gravine at the line of scrimmage takes the snap. Handoff with it is Cooper DePoint. DePoint to the 30, keeps his feet. And drags a tackler to the 32, maybe 33, but a hard run, and they never did bring him down as the whistle blows. Cooper DePoint, running hard, picks up 7 yards on that first down play. Actually called it 8 yards. They will give him the 33-yard line. It'll be second down and 2. 3 carries for 18 yards now for Cooper DePoint for Wausau West. See if the Warriors can respond. They responded after the first Stevens Point touchdown, and they'll try to respond again here. Second and 2 from their own 33-yard line. Shifting are the Warriors. Shea Jones to the tight end on the right-hand side. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Gravine, left-hand side. Gravine, 35, has the first down before he's pushed out of bounds, and a late flag. Joe Gravine was hit hard, and he's down on the Wausau West bench. An unnecessary hit there will cost Stevens Point 15 yards, but Joe Gravine is down on the field here for the Warriors. Gravine got 4 yards on the play, moving to the 37-yard line, enough for a first down, but now the Warriors will look at their quarterback. Again, it was one of those hits that was unnecessary. That is the definition of unnecessary roughness. So Jackson Riley will come into the game at quarterback now for Wausau West, and Joe Gravine is limping as he goes to the bench. Oh, he looks like he's in a little bit of pain. So you got Walt Vogel at one end of the bench. He was looked at, and now you got Joe Gravine being looked at as well for Wausau West. The ball is marked off 15 yards to the Stevens Point 48-yard line. First down and 10 for the Warriors. So back to the line of scrimmage. Jackson Riley at the quarterback. Spread formation. There's motion. There's the snap. There's the fake handoff. Roll. Wide open. Jones 40. 35. Far side. 25. To the 20. To the 15. To the 10. To the 5. And an ankle tackle at the 3. Little play action. A little swing to Shea Jones on the right hand side. And then he ran away from the defense. 45 yards. And a first down and goal to go. Ashley called 44 yards to the 4-yard line. So Jackson Riley comes in and makes something happen right away for the Warriors. And what a nice call by Coach Matt Johnson in terms of you bring in the backup quarterback, you have the expectation that, hey, maybe they're going to hand it off, keep it on the ground. No, little play action, and then again wide open on the right-hand side with Shea Jones. Makes the grab and then shows some really good speed. Got to the outside, ran away from a couple of defenders, and then an ankle tackle, a diving attempt to save Jones from going into the end zone, tripped them up at the 4-yard line. 3 catches, 53 yards now for Shea Jones, and the Warriors have a first down and goal to go at the Stevens Point 4-yard line. Timeout on the field. There's an injured player, but now that's been taken care of. So now the Warriors a chance to regain the advantage. And they're going to bring out the Wildcat in this situation. You'll have Miles Waldvogel back in the game at quarterback and Cooper DePoint lined up to his right. There is the snap. Miles Waldvogel, right-hand side. Waldvogel into the end zone for a touchdown. Working off right tackle is Miles Waldvogel from 4 yards out, and the Warriors regain the lead 20-14. Good blocking on the right-hand side for the Warriors. Tackle Quentin Toski, right guard Jack Graff, and into the end zone pretty easily is Miles Waldvogel. So now Finn Christensen will attempt the PAT to try and reestablish a 7-point lead for Wausau West. Second time today, the Warriors respond right after a Stevens Point touchdown to score a touchdown of their own. Oh, there's a penalty after the play. Unsportsmanlike conduct is called. And now the referee's walking over Ryan Eichenberger over on the far side of the field. And I think the choice is here for Stevens Point. Do they want to make the Warriors kick it from 15 yards further back or take it on the kickoff? And I think Stevens Point is going to make Finn Christensen try a 35-yard extra point. And now, waiting for somebody to do something. The Warriors have backed up. The ball has not backed up yet. At some point, you got to decide, okay, they finally pick up the football, and they're going to mark it off 15 yards, and it will be marked to the 18-yard line, and now the Warriors will have a longer extra point. And, of course, in a 6-point game right now, this is a critical PAT. So the Warriors have to learn a lesson there. Don't get the unsportsmanlike conduct. Make it more difficult on the point after touchdown. So now Finn Christensen will attempt the PAT. There's the snap, the kick. The kick is up, the kick is good! 35-yard PAT for Finn Christensen, and the Warriors now lead 21-14 with 3:40 to go in the third quarter. Kickoff in 30 seconds here on 98.9 WXCO.
Thanks to Wisconsin Valley Flag Football for their support of football broadcasts on Bull Falls Radio 98.9. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a league for 3rd through 6th graders in central Wisconsin. Wisconsin Valley Flag Football is a fast-paced 5-on-5 league with small teams so everyone is in on the action. For more information on Wisconsin Valley Flag Football, go to their Facebook page or their website at wivalleyflagfb.com. That's wivalleyflagfb.com.
Here comes the kickoff, 21-14 Warriors. Chad Holmes from your Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. And that ball will roll inside the pylon and into the end zone for a touchback. So a touchback, and Stevens Point will begin. First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Again, Chad Holmes from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth. 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Wausau West with a 21-14 lead over Stevens Point. So Panthers had a touchdown drive to start off the third quarter. The Warriors respond with a touchdown drive of their own. So now, Stevens Point back to the line of scrimmage. They had a long touchdown drive, 7:05 off the clock on the first series of this second half. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Trent Breitbach, talented quarterback in the spread, has his running back, Tucker Phillips, lined up to the left. Starting the count is Breitbach. Now motion from right to left. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Breitbach up the middle, 20 to the 25. Spins forward to the 30 and gets a first down beyond the 30 to the 32-yard line. 12-yard gain for Trent Breitbach. Faked the sweep on to the motion man and then took it up the middle. Breaks another couple of tackles and gets more yardage after contact. 128 yards unofficially on 16 carries tonight for the Stevens Point QB. This game has been body blow after body blow for each side. Big plays in this game. It has been really a good high school football matchup on this Saturday afternoon. Stevens Point back to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 from their own 32. Breitbach looks over the defense, takes the snap. Handoff, Phillips hit in the backfield, breaks the tackle, but not the second time as Cooper DePoint comes in and brings down Phillips for a short loss on the play. It started with some good penetration and then a good cleanup by Cooper DePoint. It'll be a one-yard loss for Tucker Phillips and a second down and 11 for Stevens Point. Again, taking some time in the huddle are the Stevens Point offensive performers. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. 21-14, Wausau West with the lead. Panthers back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers on the right, one on the left. Trent Breitbach looks over the defense, takes the snap, looking to throw, flush to the right, looking, fires over the middle, wide open, 45, Yang to the 50, Yang to the Warrior 47. Found a opening in the middle of that defense. A 22-yard pickup on the play from Breitbach to Isaac Yang, and now Stevens Point back in Warrior territory. 106 yards passing unofficially for Trent Breitbach tonight. He has been very efficient both with his legs and with his arm today. So first and 10 from the Wausau West 47-yard line. 2 minutes even to go in the quarter. 21-14 Wausau West. Stevens Point football on the right-hand hash. Breitbach running back lined up to his left. Breitbach. Calvin Roth pitched left-hand side. Roth trying to get to the corner. Does so. 45. Far sideline. Run out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Little pitch to Calvin Roth on the right-hand side to the long end of the field, and he was able to use that yardage to finally turn it upfield. They say he'll be out of bounds at the 42, so a pickup of 5 on the play. 3 attempts, 23 yards for Calvin Roth. 2nd and 5 for Spash. This time the football on the left-hand hash. Panthers going from left to right. Sun is shining again at Tom Field. For a rare time, two running backs Fake handoff, keeping it as a quarterback. He'll be wrapped up by Tegan Rasmus, but still fighting is Breitbach. And finally, Rasmus brings him down at the 41. So a one-yard gain. Good defensive work again by the Warriors. And now third down for Stevens Point. Third down and 4 yards to go from the Warrior 41. But, boy, I am so impressed with Breitbach and his strength. You know, a lot of these Stevens Point players, you can tell they've been in the weight room because these Warriors are not tackling poorly. They just run so very hard and make sure that you get a perfect tackle to bring them down. But now third and four. Breitbach takes the snap. Run up the middle. 40. Has the first down, 35 to the 30 and brought down there. Perhaps saving a touchdown there for the Warriors. Bringing him down was Aiden Tau. That's an 11-yard gain for Breitbach. 140 yards unofficially for the Stevens Point QB, and we're still in the third quarter. 50 seconds to go. Stevens Point again on the march, trailing the Warriors 21-14. Spash back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, they have been very effective on both drives in the third quarter. Warriors were very effective on their lone drive here in the third quarter. Breitbach, running back lined up to his right. Fake handoff. Here comes the rush. Shear! Jacob Shear! Oh, he breaks the tackle and then throws it away. And there's intentional grounding. Jacob Shear came in there, got to the quarterback, breaking the initial tackle was Breitbach. He just threw it away and there was nobody around. So that will be intentional grounding. A big play by Jacob Shear. Boy, the Warriors up front have been blasting throughout this game. Been very impressive the amount of pressure the Wausau West front has been putting on Stevens Point. So that will be a massive penalty here on Stevens Point. He was back behind the line of scrimmage by about 12 yards, 13 yards, where he threw it away. So the ball will be marked off. So it's 13 yards from where Breitbach threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage. They're going to add 5 more yards as well. No, actually they're going to mark it at the 43. So really there was no penalty on the play. That's where he's going to be tackled for a sack. So there's really no loss for him to throw the ball away. So take 13 yards off the Breitbach total. 24 seconds in the quarter. Second and 23 now for Stevens Point back at the Warrior 43-yard line. So they need 23 yards on the next three plays. There's the snap. Breitbach, empty backfield. Looks to throw. Fires it. Has his man complete. Breaking a tackle again to the 27-yard line is Logan Krzyzewski. Krzyzewski, with his first grab of the game, picks up 16 of the 23 yards needed. So that will make it third and about 7 now for Stevens Point. 122 yards passing for Breitbach as the period comes to an end. End of three. Wausau West 21, Stevens Point 14. Fourth quarter in 1 minute here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of fall fun? Maybe it's hitting the trails on a new ATV. Then it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Or if you're thinking of a UTV for hauling wood or hunting, or maybe just because it would make the tasks around your property so much easier, it's time to call CCU. ATVs, UTVs, utility tractors, and their attachments for care of your property. Whether you need it for fun or to get the job done, Clover Belt Credit Union is here to help with the great rate financing you want. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Thinking about a motorhome or maybe a snowplow for your ATV or utility tractor? Call CCU for great rate financing. And if you're thinking motorcycle, Clover Belt Credit Union has the financing you need for the bike you want. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Check it out. For vehicle loans, for mortgages, for financing fall fun, call Clover Belt Credit Union. That's CCU. Local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong.
Chad Holmes from our Clover Belt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field in Wausau. Warriors looking for what would be a massive victory here today. They lead Stevens Point by a score of 21-14. So Stevens Point has a big third down coming up. Third down and 7 yards to go from the Wausau West 27-yard line. So it's now back to the line of scrimmage comes Stevens Point. Ball on the left-hand hash. Breitbach takes the snap. Breitbach will go up the middle. Breitbach keeps the feet pumping. Oh, what a run by Breitbach. He dragged the tacklers extra yards and gets the first down. Holy cow, what a strong runner Breitbach is. The Warrior D again was there for him, but he just ran through. Gets 9 yards on the play. Just, we got to give credit where credit is due, and that's great credit for Breitbach to get that first down on the strength of his legs and his back. He had the tackler right on top of his back. So now first and 10 for Stevens Point at the Wausau West 18-yard line. Receiver off to the right. Phillips lined up to the right of his QB. Breitbach. Handoff. Phillips up the middle. Finds a little seam inside the 15. Keeps going to the 12 and maybe the 11. Depends on the mark, but right up the gut that time went was Tucker Phillips. And they'll mark it at the 12, so it's a 6-yard gain on the play. 40 yards on 11 attempts now for Tucker Phillips. Boy, this has just been a battle here today between these teams. Hard football here from Tom Field. Stevens Point out of the huddle, back to the line of scrimmage. Ball right in the middle of the field. Phillips lined up to the left of his QB. Trent Breitbach, the QB in the spread, starts the count. There's the snap. Fake handoff. Breitbach will keep it himself. Left-hand side. He will be hit down low and goes down rather awkwardly, but it looks like he's okay. As going down and getting the tackle again is Jacob Shearer for the Warriors. Boy, Shearer has been very active as well for Wausau West offensively here today. So now another critical third down. We have seen more than a few of these, haven't we, today? Third down for Stevens Point at the Wausau West 12. Third down and 4 yards to go. No gain on that play for Breitbach. So back to the line of scrimmage again comes Stevens Point. Breitbach peeks at the defense, looks. Running back Phillips tears the snap. There's a fade into the end zone. One-on-one. Yang cannot bring it in. Tate and Mua was terrific one-on-one coverage for Wausau West. One-on-one between Isaac Yang and Tate and Mua. And Mua right in the grill. And that ball was thrown out of bounds. So Stevens Point now 4th and 4. I'm a little surprised they threw the football on that play. But now 4th down and 4. Stevens Point, of course, going for it. Breitbach, receiver to the right. Phillips lined up to his left. Breitbach looking. There's a slam knock down! Alex Kapitz! Kapitz comes up and swats it away, and the Warrior defense holds. Breitbach, I thought, was going to run with it, but then he stopped and looked for the slant on the right-hand side, and leaping up with Alex Kapitz to knock it away. Huge stop for Wausau West. So with 10:03 to go in the game, the Warriors will get their second offensive opportunity of the second half, still leading 21-14. First and 10 for Wausau West at their own 12-yard line. There's the snap. Back in the game is Joel Gravine. Hands it off. Looking is Walt Vogel, and he gets stuffed in the middle. Got a little bit of room. Close to the 15, and it'll be second down. Second down and 7. 37 yards on 9 attempts today for Miles Wahlvogel. Right now, the Warriors just want to move the sticks. Do not want a 3-and-out. Let's get a little bit of yardage, move it away from the red zone, which is where it is for Stevens Point right now. But now Joel Gravine, who was knocked out in the last series, back in the game for the Warriors. Looks like DePoit now in the backfield for Wausau West. Yep, Cooper DePoit with the handoff. DePoit cuts it back. DePoit to the 20, and there he'll get about 5 yards on the play. Work to the right-hand side, found a little bit of room, and Cooper DePoit makes it a much more doable third down. Third down and about 2.5 yards to go. So a critical third down play now for Wausau West. 23 yards on 4 attempts today, rushing the football for Cooper DePoit in addition to his work on defense and special teams. Ball on the right-hand hash. Warriors back to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers left-hand side. Joel Gravine in the spread. Gravine takes the snap. Taden Moore, left-hand side, cuts it back 20. First down for Taden Moore to the 27. It was a pitch to the left. It looked like it may have been going to the far side of the field, but at the end he saw that lane, cut on a dime, took it straight upfield, and is able to pick it up to the 29-yard line. First down. Massive, massive first down for Wausau West. 28 yards on the ground on four attempts now for Taden Moore. 8.5 minutes to go. The clock continues to roll. 21-14, Wausau West with the lead. Warriors will take their time. Now to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers. Finn Richard off to the left. Finn Christensen and Asa Richard to the right. Handoff with it is Wahlvogel. Trying to find some room. Finds a little bit beyond the 30, up to the 32. He did a lot of jigging and jiving in the backfield, but was able to find a little bit of room to maneuver and pick up about 3 on the play. Those 3-yard gains add up. They really do. 2nd and 7 doesn't sound all that great, but it is so much better than 2nd and 9 or 2nd and 10, and that's what Miles Wahlvogel does very well. He finds a little bit of room, maximizes the run. That's, again, that's all running back can do. Sometimes the best you can do is a 3-yard gain, and that's what Miles Wahlvogel did. 2nd and 7 from the 32. There's the snap. Keeping it is Gravine, left-hand side. Gravine to the far corner, hit, and he is down at the 34 as Calvin Roth came in there and brings down Joel Gravine after a 2-yard gain to the left-hand side. 17 on 3 attempts. So Warriors today, nobody has a lot of yards, but they're spreading it out enough to keep the ball going in the right direction. 40 yards for Wahlvogel, 28 for Taden Moore, 23 for Cooper DePoint, 17 for Joel Gravine. Again, not big numbers, but they do add up when you put them all together. But another big third down for the Warriors. Third down and 5 yards to go. 3rd and 4.5. This time it is again, Wahlvogel in the Wildcat. Wahlvogel will be tackled at the line of scrimmage. He tried to run it himself out of the Wildcat on the right-hand side, but he is swarmed under for no gain, and now it will be a punt situation for the Warriors. Well, the Warriors do get one first down, and that was a big first down. It gave them additional yardage, and it took off a couple more minutes off the clock. Clock is nearing the midway point of the fourth quarter. 6:20 to go, and the Warriors still leading 21-14. Kennedy Yang in punt formation for the Warriors. There's the snap. Here comes the right-footed kick. Good high kick. It will be taken at the 31 by Anadidas. Up to the 35, to the 40. And he'll be wrapped up by Miles Haubert and help at the 43-yard line. Miles Haubert in on the tackle. Also in for Wausau West was Quentin Totsky. So now the biggest drive of the game for Stevens Point's offense, and I think the biggest drive maybe of the season for the Wausau West defense. A chance here to try to get what would be a huge win, both in the conference and in terms of trying to clinch that playoff berth as soon as possible if you're Wausau West. 5:57 on the clock. 21-14 is the lead for Wausau West. Oh, there is a penalty on the play as well. So a hold on Stevens Point on the run back. So that will push the Panthers back 10 yards. So it will be the 34-yard line where Stevens Point begins, 1st and 10. So now 1st and 10 from the 34. Ball on the left-hand hash for Stevens Point. 21-14. Again, Chad Holmes, Warriors lead from our Cloverbelt Credit Union broadcast booth at Tom Field. Trent Breitbach, two receivers right, one left, looking to throw. Breitbach fires it, right-hand side complete. Ananitis makes a man miss to the 40 and then tripped up at the 41-yard line. Alex Kapitz gets the tackle for the Warriors. 7-yard gain on that play on first down. Short passes, that's what Stevens Point does a lot of. We've seen the last couple of years. Only the third grab of the game for Johnny Ananitis for 22 yards. That's well below his season average. He came into play this season with 19 catches, averaging 29.7 yards per catch. Handoff to the deep man Phillips. 45, finds a seam to the 50, into Warrior territory to the 48-yard line. An 11-yard gain on that run for Tucker Phillips. And again, Stevens Point on the move. But the Warriors making them earn it in terms of they're getting plays, they're getting yardage, but they're making them earn it. The only real big play of the game was that back way back in the first quarter, the 60-yard touchdown run by Breitbach. Otherwise, they're making them do it methodically. First and 10 from the Wausau West 48. Breitbach. Handoff. Hit in the backfield. It's Phillips, and again, it's Tegan Rasmus. Boy, oh boy, is Rasmus having himself an afternoon. 3-yard loss on that run for Tucker Phillips. Rasmus, I think, is earning himself a spot on the All-WVC team here today. What he's done to this Stevens Point front has been so impressive. Clock is moving. Second down and 13. 4 minutes and 20 seconds to go. Three timeouts remaining for both sides. Spash at their own 49-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Quarterback Trent Breitbach looking at his wristband, now starting the count. Motion in to the right. There's the snap. Handoff, left-hand side, Calvin Roth. Turns it 50, out of bounds at the 46-yard line. Calvin Roth on the handoff on the left-hand side. I was a little surprised. I thought they were going to keep it in the hands of Trent Breitbach, but it's a 5-yard gain, and now third down and about 8 yards to go.